Welcome to our deep dive into AI and creativity. It's been a wild month, hasn't it? Almost like we're living in a sci-fi movie with all these new AI tools coming out. We've got OpenAI launching Sora, which if you haven't heard of it yet, it's this mind-blowing text-to-video tool. And then you've got Google shaking things up with their algorithm updates, and even X, you know, the platform formerly known as Twitter, is getting in on the action with AI image generation. So it's pretty clear AI is changing the creative landscape like crazy, and we're here to help you make sense of it all.
It's not just the speed of these advancements that's so remarkable. It's the potential impact they have.
Yeah.
This isn't just a passing trend. We're talking about a fundamental shift in how we create content, how we interact with it, how we consume
it. Still a paradigm shift.
Yeah.
Not just a shiny new app.
Exactly. Think about the invention of the printing press. It wasn't just a faster way to write. It completely revolutionized how knowledge spread and ultimately reshape society. Mm-hmm. And these generative AI tools, like Sora, Nova, ChatGPT, they have the potential to be just as transformative, especially for creators like you.
Wow, that's a powerful comparison. And it really highlights how important it is to pay attention to what's happening. But before we get too ahead of ourselves, let's break down some of the specifics from this past month, like OpenAI's Sora, which made headlines around the world with its ability to create videos from text prompts. Pretty amazing, right?
Oh, absolutely. But there's a twist, especially for our European listeners. While Sora is available in over 150 countries, the EU hasn't approved its release yet due to regulatory concerns.
So that means for now, European users are missing out on this particular tool. It does raise some interesting questions, though, about the global rollout of AI and the different approaches being taken. Why do you think there's this holdup in Europe?
Well, the EU has been ahead of the curve when it comes to AI regulation. They're very focused on ethics and potential risks. And while we don't know the exact reasons for Sora's delay, it most likely comes down to wanting to be cautious with such a powerful technology.
Yeah, that makes sense. A measured approach is probably a good idea, especially given the potential impact on creators. Speaking of impact, Google also made some big moves this month with their algorithm updates. These weren't just small tweaks. We're talking about massive changes. That left some creators scrambling.
Oh, definitely. The December 12th core update and the December 20th spam update really caused a stir online. One stat that really stood out to me is that 15% of websites saw a significant drop in traffic after these updates rolled out.
15%? That's a lot of websites. What exactly happened? Why did Google make these changes?
Well, what's happening is that Google's algorithms are becoming more and more sophisticated at detecting AI-generated content. These updates were a clear signal that quality, originality, and user experience are what matters most. Just churning out content, especially if it's AI-generated and lacks real substance, is not a winning strategy anymore.
So what does that mean for creators like you? It's a bit of a double-edged sword, right? You have these amazing AI tools at your fingertips, but you're also dealing with a more discerning audience and a search engine that's cracking down on low-quality content.
It's definitely a new landscape. But it doesn't mean you should abandon AI altogether. It's about using it strategically and ethically, for example. Think about using AI to analyze your existing content and find areas to improve.
Right.
Or to research topics and gather insights you might have missed otherwise.
So working smarter, yeah. Not harder.
Precisely. AI can be a powerful ally in helping you refine your creative process, streamline your workflow, and ultimately create content that really resonates with your audience. But it's important to remember, AI is a tool. It's not a replacement for your own unique skills and perspective.
I'm starting to get a clearer picture now of how AI is changing the creative process. It's not about robots taking over. It's about finding ways to collaborate with them and enhance our own abilities.
Exactly. And that brings us to what I think is the most important point of this deep dive, the potential economic impact of AI on creators like you.
Right. We can't ignore that $22 billion figure for potential losses over the next 5 years. It's a pretty sobering statistic, and it's easy to get caught up in the whole robots are stealing our jobs narrative. But is that really the full story?
I think the situation is much more nuanced than that. While some disruption is inevitable, I don't believe it's about AI completely replacing human creativity. It's about adapting to a new reality. Welcome back. I hope you've had some time to think about all these incredible changes happening in the world of AI and creativity.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot to process.
It is. We covered a lot of ground in part one, from Sora's launch to those Google algorithm updates. So let's dive a bit deeper and see how these developments might actually affect you directly.
Okay, so let's get practical. How can creators like myself who are already working in this space actually leverage these advancements?
Let's start with those Google updates.
Yeah.
You mentioned they felt like bombshells. And to really understand why we need to look at how Google is using AI to evaluate content, it's not just about keywords and backlinks anymore. Google's AI is getting really good at assessing the quality of a piece of content, the originality, and how engaging it is for users.
So how do they actually do that? Like, does Google have an army of robots reading every blog post and watching every YouTube video?
Well, not exactly, though that would be quite a sight. It all comes down to algorithms.
Yeah.
These complex mathematical formulas that analyze tons of data. In this case, Google's AI is looking for patterns, linguistic nuances, even those subtle cues that indicate whether a piece of content is actually valuable to users or just churned out for SEO.
Okay, so basically Google is raising the bar for what they consider high-quality content. But at the same time, the internet is overflowing with more and more content every day, both human-created and AI-generated. It seems like it would be tough to stand out.
It's definitely a challenge. But it's also an opportunity. And this is where AI can become a valuable ally, not a competitor, for example. Think about LinkedIn's new Boost feature, which lets you turn an organic post into a targeted ad. Now, imagine using AI to help you craft that perfect post, optimizing it for clarity, engagement, and relevance to your ideal audience.
Right, so it's like having an AI writing coach in your corner, helping you refine your message and reach the right people.
Exactly. And this idea of AI as a collaborator goes beyond writing. Take music, for instance. AI tools can now compose original pieces in a variety of styles and genres. While this might sound threatening to some musicians, it can also be viewed as a powerful creative tool. Imagine being able to quickly generate a basic melody or chord progression using AI. That would free you up to focus on the nuances, the emotion, the things that make human music so special.
So it's not about replacing human musicians, but giving them new tools to enhance their creative process.
Exactly. And we're seeing this happen in other areas too, like with Amazon's Nova. Its multilingual capabilities are a game changer for businesses, especially those looking to expand internationally. Let's say you want to translate your marketing materials into multiple languages. But don't have the budget for human translators. Nova can step in and generate high-quality translations quickly and efficiently, opening up new markets and opportunities.
This is starting to feel a lot less like a robot takeover and a lot more like a really exciting time to be a creator. But there's one thing we haven't really talked about yet. With all this AI-generated content flooding the internet, how do we know what's real anymore? How do we ensure transparency and ethical use of these powerful tools?
That's a crucial question. As AI gets more sophisticated, transparency becomes even more important. Consumers have a right to know whether they're interacting with something created by a human or by a machine. And this is where clear guidelines and regulations are needed.
So it's about creating a framework for ethical AI development and use, similar to what we already have for other forms of media.
Precisely. We have regulations for advertising, journalism, film and television. AI-generated content shouldn't be any different. Clear labeling, source attribution, maybe even content registries. These could all play a role in ensuring transparency and accountability.
It sounds like we're moving towards a future where AI isn't just this cool new tech, but an integral part of our creative process, our businesses, and our lives in general. But it's a future that requires careful navigation, ethical considerations, and a constant conversation about responsible use.
Absolutely. And that brings us to another interesting development from December 2024. X, formerly known as Twitter, launched its own AI image generator called Aurora. Now, it's not as advanced as some of the other tools we've talked about, but it's still a big step for a platform that's primarily known for text-based content.
Right. It makes you wonder how a platform like X will evolve now that users can easily create and share AI-generated images. And it highlights another important aspect of AI's impact, its potential to influence social movements and shape public discourse. I think that's something we need to explore further.
I agree. The intersection of AI and social dynamics is definitely a topic worth discussing, and that's exactly what we'll be doing in the final part of this episode. We'll be looking at the potential benefits and risks of AI in terms of shaping public opinion, driving social change, and even influencing politics.
Okay, so we're back for the final part of our AI deep dive, and things are about to get really interesting. We've talked about the tech, the opportunities, the challenges, but now let's zoom out and think about the bigger picture. How is AI shaping society as a whole, and what does that mean for us?
It's a fascinating question, and a complex one. We're dealing with a technology that has the power to completely transform industries, to redefine what work even means, and to influence how human creativity evolves. The possibilities are vast, and to be honest, a little mind-boggling.
Yeah, mind-boggling is a good word for it. It's exciting to think about the potential for good, but there's also that little voice in the back of my head. You know the one that's seen all those sci-fi movies, where the AI goes rogue? How do we make sure that doesn't happen? How do we ensure AI is used for good and doesn't end up controlling us?
It's a valid concern. And it really highlights how important it is to approach AI development and implementation with a thoughtful and ethical mindset. This isn't an us versus them scenario. It's not about robots taking over. It's about humans and AI working together to create a better future.
Humans and robots working together. I like the sound of that. But what does that actually look like in practice? Are there any real-world examples of AI being used for good right now?
Absolutely. We're already seeing AI being used to tackle some of the world's biggest problems. Like in healthcare, AI is being used to analyze medical images, which is leading to earlier and more accurate disease detection. And AI-powered systems are helping doctors personalize treatment plans based on individual patient data. This is resulting in much better outcomes for patients.
Wow, that's amazing. It's like having a super intelligent medical assistant working alongside doctors, helping them make better decisions, and ultimately save more lives.
Exactly. And it's not just healthcare. In education, AI-powered tutoring systems are providing personalized learning experiences. They adapt to each student's individual needs and learning style. This has the potential to revolutionize how we learn, making education more accessible and effective for everyone.
So AI isn't just about cool gadgets and automation. It's about using tech to improve people's lives in really meaningful ways.
Precisely. We're seeing this in environmental conservation as well. AI is being used to track deforestation patterns, monitor wildlife populations, and develop more sustainable solutions to protect the planet.
It sounds like AI is becoming a crucial tool in helping us solve some of humanity's biggest challenges. But with all this potential for good, there are also risks, right? We can't just ignore those.
Of course not. Like any powerful technology, AI needs to be developed and used responsibly. Transparency is key. We need to know when and how AI is being used, whether it's a chatbot, a recommendation algorithm, a self-driving car. We need clear guidelines and regulations to ensure accountability and to prevent misuse.
So it's about establishing some ground rules for the AI age, almost like a digital bill of rights.
That's a great analogy. We need to define the boundaries, set ethical frameworks, and make sure that AI ultimately serves humanity, not the other way around.
That makes a lot of sense. But there's another concern that I keep hearing, the impact on jobs. Even if AI is used for good, isn't there a risk that it will automate millions of jobs out of existence?
It's a valid concern.
Yeah.
And we have to acknowledge that some jobs will inevitably be displaced by AI. But history has shown us time and time again that new technologies create new jobs as well, often in fields we haven't even imagined yet.
So it's not just about job losses. It's about job transformation.
Exactly. The key is to focus on education and retraining, making sure people have the skills they need to thrive in this new landscape. We need to encourage adaptability, creativity, and critical thinking skills, recognizing that the jobs of the future will demand different abilities than the jobs of the past.
This deep dive has been quite a journey. We've gone from exploring the nuts and bolts of AI tools to considering the future of humanity in an AI-powered world. It's been exciting, thought-provoking, and at times a little overwhelming.
I know what you mean. We're living in a time of incredible change, and it's natural to feel a mix of excitement and apprehension. But I truly believe that with careful planning, ethical considerations, and a willingness to embrace new possibilities, we can use the power of AI to create a better future for everyone, a more equitable future, more sustainable future, more fulfilling future.
That's a vision worth striving for, a future where AI empowers humanity and helps us overcome our greatest challenges. So as we wrap up this deep dive, any final words of wisdom for our listeners as they navigate this exciting new world?
I'd say don't be afraid of AI. Embrace it. See it as a tool that can help you unlock your own potential. Explore the possibilities. Experiment with new tools. Find ways to collaborate with AI to boost your creativity and achieve your goals. The future is being written right now, and you have the chance to be a part of it.
That's a great message to end on. To our listeners, thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the world of AI. Keep exploring, stay curious, and embrace the possibilities of this incredible technology. We'll see you next time on The Deep Dive.